Welcome to World Cafe Words and Music from WXBN. I'm David Dye. Our guests today, Asleep at the Wheel, have been together for 45 years. They are the best known and hardest working Western swing band around. Western swing is a genre of music that developed in Texas and Oklahoma in the 1930s, combining country songs with jazz players and arrangements. It was primarily dance music, and the king of Western swing was Bob Wills. Asleep at the Wheel once again pays tribute to Wills on their new album, Still the King, celebrating the music of Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys, which features the Avett Brothers, Old Crow Medicine Show, Pokey LaFarge, and Cat Edmondson, among others. We'll talk with lead singer and founder of Asleep at the Wheel, Ray Benson, after he kicks off the show on stage at World Cafe Live with Miles and Miles of Texas.
Louisiana, down on the old bayou, raised on shrimps, catfish, mammy's good gumbo. I got the rambling fever, said bottom, ma, and pa. Cross that old red river, oh, this is what I saw. I saw miles and miles of Texas, all the stars up in the sky. I saw miles and miles of Texas. Gonna live there till I die. Here we go now. Why, Katie Short on that fiddle? I rode up into Austin, the cradle of the West. Just ask any cowboy, he'll tell you it's the best. I met a Texas beauty, I got friendly with her paw. I looked into her big blue eyes, and it's what I saw. I saw miles and miles of Texas, all the stars up in the sky. I saw miles and miles of Texas. Taming broncos, I made every rodeo, till I met a tough one, his name was Devil Joe. I grabbed hold of the bridle, tried to ride this old outlaw. He threw me from the saddle, boys, this is what I saw. I saw miles and miles of Texas, all the stars up in the sky. I saw miles and miles of Texas. I'm gonna live there till I die. All together. Right. I saw miles and miles of Texas. I'm gonna live there till I die. It's time to boogie woogie. Get on the road. Get your kicks on Route 66. Emily Gibble on the piano. The motor west, travel my way, that's a highway, and that is the best. Get your kicks out on Route 66. What do you think, Emily?
Well, you ride from Chicago to L.A. Off then 2,000 miles along the way. Get your kicks, baby, down Route 66.
Nancy and Duet, Joplin, Missouri. Oklahoma City sure looks pretty. You should see Amarillo and Gallup, New Mexico. Flagstaff, Arizona, baby, don't forget Winona. Hang on, Flagstaff, San Bernardino. Missouri.
Oklahoma City sure is pretty. You should see Amarillo and Gallup, New Mexico. Flagstaff, Arizona, baby, don't forget Winona.
Yeah, once you get a hit to this tip. When you take that California trip, get your kicks out on Route 66.
Get your hips up and down Route 66. Come on, baby, get your kicks on Route 66.
You're feeling real fly on Route 66.
Little strange when you don't hear the crowd out here, right? Because you always got them feeding back to you.
Well, they're drunk. They're all out of it. they're passed out. It's a sad thing to see the audience like that, but we're still cooking.
Asleep at the Wheel live on the cafe today with a couple of classics that I'm sure they do every night of the year that they're out on the road. Ray Benson, I think maybe for folks, all eight of them who don't know much about Bob Wilson, that's where we should start today, okay?
Okay, that's a good idea.
Explain how Western swing got so huge in the Southwest, because this is music from the South, so you got the blues in here, and you got country music, and it was just such a perfect combination at the time. Did it start in the 30s?
In the 20s, really. It was mostly the Southwest. You know, Oklahoma, Texas, and that area in the Midwest, upper Midwest. And it was a bunch of fiddle players who loved the pop music and the jazz and blues music of the day. Milton Brown, Bob Wills, et cetera. And when they migrated to the cities, they wanted dance music. And that's what it was all about. It was, okay, well, we got fiddles and steel guitar and guitar, but we really want to dance the Charleston and the jitterbug and the swing and all that stuff. And so they just adapted their instruments to play that kind of music instead of the Benny Goodman band or the Glenn Miller band with four saxes, four trumpets, four trombones, etc. They just had fiddles, guitars, and they'd add a sax or a trumpet or two to augment it.
Now, is there a struggle as to who owns Bob Wills between Texas and Oklahoma?
Well, you know, yeah, no. we Texans take all the credit, and that's why I tell you. You know, they try to call it Texas swing, and I said, no, man, you know, this is Western swing, because W. Lee O'Daniel was the crooked governor of Texas who ran Bob Wills out of Texas, and then he went to Tulsa, and that's where he made it from.
Ah, okay, so that's where Take Me Back to Tulsa comes from.
Yeah, that's right.
Ah, there you go. Well, now, where did you come in? Because, I mean, here you are, a kid from Cheltenham, Pennsylvania, and how did you get turned on to this?
Springfield, but, you know,
really,
right next door.
Right next door.
Played them in basketball. Well, I started performing here in Philly. George Britton taught my sister guitar, and then I picked one. We had a group called 4Gs. We played the Robin Hood Dell in 1961 with the Philadelphia Orchestra in their summer series concerts. And I started playing folk music and whatever was around. You know, I played rock and roll bands and then got into high school playing the orchestra, et cetera. And just was into roots music, kind of, you know, bluegrass, old-timey fiddle. I got into old-time fiddle music is really how I got it. And I played in square dance bands. And down at the Art Museum, they have a square dance, and then up in New England. And so I played guitar and those things, and I said, I love fiddle music. Learned all those old fiddle tunes. And Yankee fiddle tunes are pretty much the same, but a little different than the Appalachian and then the Texans ones. So I love fiddle music, and then I also played in the big band and the jazz bands, and I knew all the guys I grew up with, the Brecker Brothers, Gordon Fells, all these jazz guys, and so I loved jazz music and played in the big band in high school. Well, here it was, fiddle music and jazz, wow. And that's where Western Swing kind of fell in. You know.
What do you want to play next?
Well, let's kick it off with one we did with old Cat Edmondson, but me and Katie been singing this one pretty good. I can't give you anything but love.
Give you anything but love, baby. That's the only thing I have plenty of, baby. Dream a while, scheme a while, and you're sure to find happiness. And I guess all those things you've always pined for. Ain't it nice to see you looking swell, baby? Diamond bracelets, Woolworths don't sell, baby. Till that lucky day, you know darn well.
You anything but love, baby. That's the only thing I've plenty of, baby. Dream a while, scheme a while, you're sure to find happiness. And I guess every little bit of thing you ever want across
the
mind.
It's nice to see you looking swell, oh, baby. Diamond bracelets, more words won't say.
I'll get you one of them diamond bracelets, yeah.
Till that lucky day.
Mr. Ray Benson and Katie Shore on a duet that Cat Edmondson does on the new album, The New Still the King, celebrating the music of Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys. Now, that's an interesting one because that's like a standard,
Yeah, yeah.
And so Bob would not just do his tunes, he'd do whatever.
He actually did that as a fiddle instrumental.
Ah, okay.
Jesse Ashlock played it, they just played it, and people wanted to hear the song, so they did it. But in an interview Bob Wills did on radio in the 60s, he said, well, we were just trying to find enough songs. They asked him how he came up with this Western Swing. He said, well, we were just trying to find enough songs to play that they could dance to.
Right.
And that's what it was about. And so he would do that. He would do old time. He'd do cowboy songs, and he would do old time fiddle tunes that were passed down from fiddler to fiddler. And it's why it's so much fun.
Now, did it take you a while to? We think of Bob Wills putting on a concert. He was putting on a dance.
Yeah.
And you guys do that. I mean, it's always amazingly filled dance floor when it's possible with one of your shows, right?
Depends if people know how to dance, literally. Yeah. You know, some places. In Texas, there's a dance tradition. Texas, Oklahoma, there's a dance tradition. We'll play some dance halls. They're far and few between these days, but they're still there.
Right.
Around sometimes we have swing dancers. I know in D.C., we played a big thing, and all the swing dancers come out. And we do everything, waltzes, two-step, swing dances. And then in Texas, you do the folk dances, the Schottische and the Cotton Eye Joe. And so it's different wherever we go.
Yeah, I guess so. Did Bob Wills ever hear the band?
No, we went to meet Bob in 1973. I walked in with the band, and they introduced us. He was very ill, and they said, tomorrow you can talk to him. And they took him back to his hotel, said, you can talk to him tomorrow. And that night he had a stroke, went into a coma, and died 2 years later. So in retrospect, I don't know.
Yeah.
It was very, and it was so, but we got to meet Leon McCullough, Eldon Shaman, and work with these guys and become friends with them, and that was the school.
Yeah. Now, okay, who's a tougher band leader, you or Bob Wills?
I don't drink as much. But you'd have to ask the band.
I have to poll them, and we're not going to take time to do that
now. So you see where the scars are? No. I'm a teddy bear.
There you go. Sleep at the Wheel, Mr. Ray Benson and Company, live on stage at World Cafe Live. And why don't you guys do a couple more from this new one, this Bob Wills tribute?
Yeah, Emily and I are going to sing this one that we did with Philadelphia's own Amos Lee. One heck of a singer. And we got to be pals with Amos, and this is a good old Bob Wills tune. I hear you talking.
Yes, I do, but your talk, talk, talking don't ring true. I'm listening politely too, but I don't believe a word you say.
Hear you talking,
telling lies. I can see it in those great big eyes. I hear you talking jive, but I don't believe a word you say.
You say your honey love, I'm all you're thinking of. I hear you talking love, but you ain't been a fooling me.
I hear you talking, yes I do, but you talk, talk, talking don't ring true. I'm listening politely too, but I don't believe a word you say. I do. But you talk, talk, and talk, and don't ring true. Well, I'm listening politely too, but I don't believe a word you say. I hear you talking.
Hear you talk.
Oh, you're telling lies. I can see them in those great big eyes. I hear you talking, job, but I don't believe a word you say.
Well, you say I'm your honey love. I'm all that you're thinking of. Talking love, but you ain't been fooling me.
I hear you talking.
Hear you talking.
Yes, I do. But you talk, talk, talking, don't bring true. I'm listening politely too, but I don't believe a word you say.
Ah, yeah. Well, let's do the Texas Playboys theme. This is the song that we did with Leon on the record. This is the song they opened all the nights with. The radio is on. Turn your radio on. That's right. This is WXPN. The Texas Playboys are on the air. From near and far, if you want to know who we are, we're the Texas Playboys from the Lone Star State. And if you like the way we play, listen while we try to say, we're the Texas Playboys from the Lone Star State. And all day long, gonna sing this song. If you get this song, then you can't go wrong. And hide. Wear a smile, we'll make things bright, make you happy from morning till night. Texas Playboy from the Lone Star State. Oh, been around. Well, we never do brag, never do boast. Sing our song from coast to coast. We're the Texas Playboy from the Lone Star State. If you like our song, think it's fine. Sit right down and drop a line to the Texas Playboy from the Lone Star State. And do the plan, gonna get it there. And if we have some time to spare somewhere, sometime when we're down your way, we'll drop in and spend the day. We'll Texas Playboys, KPOO.
Oh, yeah, the Texas Playboys theme, the way their new record, Still the King, begins a celebration of the music of Bob Wills, and the way we finish up our session today. Thank you guys so much. One thing I did notice, that you're going to be inducted into the Austin City Limits Hall of Fame.
Boy, ain't that something. Yeah, with Guy Clark, Towns Van Zandt, Loretta Lynn, and Flaco Jimenez.
Wow.
Yeah, that's quite, well, we did the first show, you know. My roommate actually booked the show back then, and they said, hey, we got a TV show about all the music's coming out of Austin in 1974 or 5, and Willie had done the pilot, and Willie said, yeah, we got this TV show where they're going to just let us play music, and we don't have to do golf jokes with Bob Hope. And golly, 40-some-odd years later, yeah.
You were in the very first one. I didn't know that.
Yeah, Willie did the pilot, and it was with the Texas Playboys.
Yeah.
Everybody but Bob, when they were still around. It's time flies when you're having fun.
I guess so. Hey, Asleep at the Wheel, thank you guys so much for being here.
Thank you, Dave.
I'm David Dye. World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN is produced at WXPN in Philadelphia. If you'd like to hear more of our World Cafe sessions and get daily cafe alerts, you can sign up at our website at worldcafe.npr.org. As always, thanks for spending your time with the World Cafe.